cormorants were once considered endangered in Wisconsin. That was the 70s. Now there are nearly 15,000 breeding pairs of the fish-eating birds in Green Bay and the Lake Winnebago system. The State Department of Natural Resources would like to cut that number in half. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's wildlife program supervisor in northeastern Wisconsin. He says cormorants can damage entire stands of trees, and they often crowd other species of birds out of nesting colonies.
Some of the heron species, like black-crowned night herons or the great egrets, which are a species of concern in Wisconsin. And so in the cases where we see those species losing out to cormorant expansion, you know, we feel it's appropriate to intervene.
For the last 3 years, that intervention has meant oiling cormorant eggs so they don't hatch. Now, the DNR is seeking public comment on a proposal that would also allow shooting of the birds in some cases. Pritzel says cormorants are native to North America, but a lot of people still think of them as a nuisance. They were once blamed for low stocks of perch in the Great Lakes, but Pritzel says studies show that's one thing cormorants shouldn't take the blame for.
There really is not a strong connection there. The cormorants will eat, you know, whatever is most abundant on a given year, and in fish populations that can change from year to year.
The public comment period on the cormorant control plan is open until the end of September. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.